This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We are less than a month away from the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it feels that way to you, John. It's tough when the Lions pick so late.
Yeah, there's not a lot of drama involved. Like, they don't have a... Okay, in previous Lions lives. Well, who are we going to get in the top five this year? Should we trade up? Should we trade down? Do we need a quarterback?
I hope Aiden's there at two. It's right. A little different conversation than, hey, maybe Penei Sewell will fall at seven.
How about that pick? You know, the fact that the Jaguars passed on Aiden Hutchinson, and then the big debate was Aiden Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau. Have you seen the recent articles about some of them coming out of New York, but some of them here as well? Should the Giants trade Kayvon Thibodeau? And they're all kind of picking the Lions as a good destination for him.
Oh, opposite. Curious. I liked him going into that draft, and I think the situation would be great for him.
Did you like him more than Aiden Hutchinson?
I did not.
Okay.
I did think they were 1A, 1B, but I thought Aiden fit here more.
Yeah. But you just like those local guys.
Blue Wall Radio.
Yeah, you're a closet Michigan fan.
No, I liked the work ethic and the motor. Why are we doing this right now?
Because I baited you into it.
No, the reason I bring this up, we're less than a month away from the draft, and ESPN has a list of teams that they think should either trade up or trade back. And John, I know in your Honolulu blueprint, you had the Lions trading back.
Yes.
ESPN's Bill Barnwell makes the case the Lions should actually trade up. And we want to know which camp you guys are in. Can't sit at 28 in this exercise. You're either moving up or you're moving back. They say the Lions are in a position to be aggressive. With a solid cap situation and excellent drafts under Brad Holmes the last few years, Detroit has plenty of cost-controlled talent on rookie deals. I count 8 above-average or better players on rookie contracts who will start in 2025. Every team could always stand to add more talent on the bottom end of the roster, but the Lions are actually one of the deepest teams in the league. They have glaring holes. One, that's normally a position of strength, guard. And the other one, the biggest problem, is edge rusher. And they go on, it's a long block paragraph, but the case is...
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go target those guys, be aggressive, and move up. John, that's the camp I'm in. I don't know that they're drafting starters or contributors very deep into this draft. Go get the one or two guys that you covet that can make a difference this season.
Yeah, and I am as well of the mindset that they need to fortify that offensive line. They've got a lot of old guys up front, and there are some good offensive linemen in this draft. It's not as deep of a draft on the offensive line. And we could talk about edge rushers. We could talk, and I know there's been a lot of players mocked to the Lions, and some of them are based on team need. I don't think any of us believe that Brad Holmes is going to be drafting on team need.
No.
He can construct it to be on team need. He wants the best available. How did he get Tyrion Arnold? Traded up to get him. And so it was, they felt like he was best available at that point, and it fit, obviously, a team need. So he constructed the fact that best available along with team need, let's go get him.
Trade up, trade back.
I say trade back. And you're going to most likely be drafting depth players.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of it depends on, like, let's just take that Tyrion Arnold, for example. And if you are in a position at 28 and there's somebody that you just, you can't believe that they've fallen.
Yeah, always happens.
It does. And the question is, and I'll just use this individual as an example. We talked about him last week. James Pierce Jr.
Sure.
Very athletic, high upside. Are some questions about work ethic, but all of those, I mean, they could be smoke screens. They could be reality. We don't know.
Talent alone, most people think he could be a top 15 pick. But if he starts falling and it's 18, 19, 20, right around that area where Brad got aggressive last year, early 20s, you go up and get somebody who's falling, who you didn't think you'd even have a chance to trade up and get. We use Pierce as an example. But yeah, it could be any of these pass rushers or defensive linemen, like Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M. What if he's going to go 20, 21, 22? He won't be there at 28. Yeah, I'll burn an extra third to go up and get the guy. That third round pick might not make the roster.
Yeah. I've got a guy that I'm starting to fall in love with. And I think you can either get him at 28 or trade down. And I'm not necessarily sure that you have to trade out of the first round. You could, because if somebody wants to take a shot on Jackson Dart, if he's still on the board and he's quote unquote fallen,
right?
Because he's risen so high in some, you know, some of these, you know, mock drafts because of the combine that he had. If somebody wants that fifth year option, that's where the Lions are at 28, 29, 30, 31. That area is where somebody wants to take a rider, a flyer on a guy that they can get a fifth year option on.
And we've seen it where teams do that. Lamar Jackson was a guy taken, I think, the very last pick of the first round. Ravens didn't even necessarily need a quarterback. They had Flacco, but they're keeping an eye on the future and thought it's worth it to get the extra year. The Lions at 28, that's the case to trade back, is someone desperate for a quarterback overpays. Maybe you love the pass rush depth and the O-line depth, and you can grab a couple bodies on day two, second, third round. But to me, I just don't feel like depth is a concern for this football team. I think it's a couple key pieces that they need to add, and I would target those and prioritize those.
So I'm a trade down guy. And the guy that if I'm sitting at 28, he's there, and I think, okay, I can get a couple more picks. I think he's going to be there at 30, 31, 32, maybe even at the top of the second round. North Dakota State offensive lineman Gray Zabel. I think that the position value for him, I think he's going to be a dominant interior player.
All right.
And do they need him right now? They might. But he's a guy that can play either guard or center. He can play tackle in a pinch. He's 6'6", just over 300 pounds. I don't love him at tackle, even though he does provide that position flexibility. I love him in the interior. And part of it is, for being 6'6", I think his arms measured at like 32.5. And to me, it's a little bit short when you're talking about some of these, James Pierce, or you know, long-armed guys. They're going to try and get your hands on you. Inside, it's not as big of a deal. But when he locks up on an individual, whether it's pass pro, and I love the way he comes off the ball in the run game, this to me, I'm drooling a little bit over the prospect of having Gray Zabel at 28 or later.
John's team trade back. I'm team trade up. What do you guys think? Bill Barnwell did this exercise for 12 different teams. Bill Barnwell of ESPN. He had the Niners going back. He had the Browns saying, hey, trade back. But he had the Lions as a team he thinks should be aggressive and move up from pick 28. You guys on the ticket text have your thoughts. 248-539-9797. I hope Brad will make a few bold moves. Brian in a car, I want to see him move up. Can you please explain why they let Za'Darius go? There's no rush. Now he's gone. I don't get it.
Well, he's gone, but not re-signed by anybody else yet. Unless something happened yesterday,
no,
I don't know about.
No, I think he's still out there. The explanation that I heard, and I think Kang on the Midday Show is the first to bring this up, by cutting him, they wouldn't carry over any money to 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's brought back, it's a clean, fresh deal, and it may only be a one-year deal or something like that. But I do want them to address that spot, and I think this guy's going, Za'Darius is still out there. Why did we cut him to begin with? I understand the question. Guys, if I'm the Lions, I'm trading up to draft Will Johnson. Injuries could make him drop. I think he's the best corner in the draft.
That'd be a high trade up. You'd have to get in the top 15 to get him.
Well, his point might be the injuries have him falling to, let's say, 18, 19.
Yeah, he's going to have, I believe he's scheduled a private workout at the beginning of April, sometime, you know, first 2 weeks of April. I don't remember what I saw the date as, because he didn't run at the combine. He didn't run at pro day. And if he's not able to run, people are going to question the injury history, because it's not just last year where he's missed time due to injury. They're also going to question some of the numbers.
Yeah, 97-1.